Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Please be seated. This Sunday, we say again what we believe. Yeah, I know, we say it every Sunday. We believe in God, the creator of the universe. We believe in Jesus, God come among us. We believe in the Holy Spirit. These things we believe are more than words on a page. More than words argued over so many centuries ago. Words that set up a doctrine, codified a faith. But rather than remain just words on a page in the prayer book, or words on pages, volumes upon volumes of things written about the Trinity. Augustine alone wrote 15 volumes. How many have you read? Rather than just words, we are called to live out what we believe. God created the world and all that is in it, and God said, and God said, we repeated those words. We echoed that creation story. Can we claim them for our own? All that God created was good. All that God creates is good. Out of love, God created. Jesus' words reminded his friends on that mountain that they had been given all power, all authority, and called to live out what they believed. Jesus reminds us that God created in love for love, and that we, in the image and likeness of the one who creates in love and for love, have been given the authority to live in love and to create in love. The Trinity establishes by word God's relationship to God's people. That's you and me. We are called to live out what we believe in the only way I know to do that. In relationship, in community, in connection with others. That's how we know and understand God. In community with others, that's how we experience God's love. And here in this community of faith at Holy Innocents, what do we believe? What do we love? Well, we believe in children. We believe in the agency of every child to fully participate in the life of the community. We believe in the cause of the child for our children, like the ones gathered here who have been at Vacation Bible School this week, for the ones who live outside this zip code, this area code. We are called to stand with and for children, to protect children, to be instruments of love. We believe that each of us at our baptism are full members of this community of God. That means we are citizens of the kingdom of God, and as citizens, we walk in this world with a mission. A mission we renewed last week in our baptismal covenant. We have been given the authority to pray, to forgive, to proclaim the good news, to seek Christ and serve Christ, to strive for justice and peace, and to respect the dignity of every human being. What is it that you believe? Not just with words, but in your lives. What is it that you believe even when life circumstances or events seem overwhelmingly contrary to what you profess? The power of the symbol of the Trinity, its power, the power of the symbol of the Trinity is only powerful because it's a symbol, a statement of love. The love that created the world and all that is in it and said it was good. The love named Emmanuel that came and stood among us living as one of us. The love that brings out the good in our daily life and work. The love that moves us to go and share the good with others. The love that gives us courage. The love that propels and sustains us. Do you believe in this love? As we try to make sense of a world where little makes sense, can we believe in this love? Jesus on that mountain with the disciples reminds us that we can do this life differently. Differently than the world we often see around us. We claim the authority of the Trinity as both shield and protector, as both wisdom and courage, as both strength and confidence. We claim the love of the Trinity as a voice for all people, as advocate for any in need. We claim the power of the Trinity to stand against any who seek to destroy the creatures of God. Beloved, not with violence, but with love. Certainly there are those among us who call for violence. Let our answer always be love. Let our voices be voices that shout, "We believe in love." We believe in love of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. We believe the Trinity of love in all forms and actions. God has given us the authority to see the good, to proclaim the good. Claim what you believe. Stand in the name of what you believe this day and all days. Amen.